M. Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by General Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. On this Christmas Eve, hundreds of thousands of Americans are hoping to make it home for the holidays, but the weather isn't cooperating. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the latest.
From Maine to New York City, the storm has brought coastal flooding.
I haven't seen it this bad since Sandy.
New York's governor has declared a state of emergency as bitterly cold temperatures move in.
This is a life-threatening, dangerous event. Protect yourselves, protect your families. Do not travel.
Power outages, airline cancellations, and icy roads are expected to continue through the weekend. Bradley Blackburn, CBS News, New York.
Rich Otto with the National Weather Service says no part of the country is being spared from these harsh conditions.
The cold is kind of stretching from the northern and central plains through the Great Lakes into the Northeast, and then as far south as the Gulf Coast, Texas, and Florida.
It is cold in El Paso, Texas, where many migrants are sleeping in the streets, but many of them very grateful for the help they're receiving from warm-hearted residents in the area.
It was tough. It was very tough. There's a lot of good people. Many come during the night and give us a lot of help.
We're thankful because they're looking at our situation and giving their 100%.
The House has voted mostly along party lines to pass a $1.7 trillion spending bill that will fund the government through September. CBS's Dana Jacobson with some details about what's in the bill.
The measure includes more than $770 billion in domestic spending, $858 billion for the military, and nearly $45 billion for Ukraine and NATO allies. It also includes a revision of election law that aims to prevent any future president or presidential candidates from trying to overturn an election.
Americans are pulling back on their spending this holiday season.
People definitely buying only for need and not buying for want, as evidenced by new car sales being down almost 2 million cars this year, and especially new car sales being down during the last 30 to 60 days.
Bert Flickinger is a retail analyst with the Strategic Resource Group. Russian shells have killed five people in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. Ukrainian President Zelensky has posted photos of the destruction. Russian forces abandoned Kherson last month, but have unleashed an onslaught of artillery fire, missiles, shelling, and drone attacks since early October. Many of those attacks have targeted energy infrastructure in a bid to cut power during the freezing winter. This is CBS News.
If you're a business owner renting or leasing, you can save a ton of money and own a custom-designed building made by General Steel. Just call 888-74-STEEL and get a...
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Collada of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy-efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Saturday night and the moon is out, just shining over
Welcome
top of the
back
pine.
To Happy Thursday, everybody. It is December 22nd, and it feels like negative 26 outside. But actually, what I feel, it feels like negative 40. That wind is brutal. But 1 to 46 inches of snow I keep seeing. Yeah, okay, we got like 3 inches of snow. Where to go, weatherman? But yeah, hope everyone's doing all right. Hope everyone's safe. Happy early Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All the things. Joel is gone this week and next week, so you have me for the girls' weekend broadcast. I'm so excited. I don't know if you're excited, but I'm excited. I just wanted to give a shout out to everybody listening. I know our friends Annie and Dina are listening. Hello, girls. Today, I have a very special guest. I have reached and pulled, and she just said yes right away. I twisted her arm, not really, and she just jumped right in. I'm so excited because she's one of my dear friends I met a long time ago, and all the other broadcasts that we talk about how girls can talk to other girls and get other girls into hunting, doesn't matter your skill level, doesn't matter if you're a beginner, if you're an expert, if you're new to bow, if you've been only gun hunting, it does not matter. Just get out there and hunt. And that's actually how I met this beautiful face. Actually, speaking of face, look on Facebook, go under WAUK Radio, The Shaw, and you'll see us live on Facebook, which is wonderful. But Angie, hello,
yes.
How are you?
Good.
Are you staying safe out there, enjoying this weather?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad driving in.
It wasn't, though, was it?
It wasn't.
There was a couple cars, and I hate to admit it, I'm a bit of an aggressive driver.
Oh, I'm the granny. I drive really slow, especially when I'm driving my husband's truck.
Yeah, that's a nice truck you got out there.
Yeah.
That's a very nice truck. I pulled up and my Jeep's half the size. I'm like, oh, hello. And how tall are you? 5? Are we allowed to say?
I'll say my driver's license says I'm 5'2", so that's what matters. I had to give myself that extra inch.
That's awesome, yeah. See this cute little girl jumping out of a big old truck. I'm like, oh, I want to be her when I grow up. I'm like, oh, wait, that's my friend. Yay. But yeah, I'm driving my Jeep, and it was all right coming down. But if you are traveling, definitely do it safe. There's a lot of plows out there. Thank you to all the plow drivers taking care of us, all the salt guys, anybody out there bearing through this winter. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But today, we're going to be talking about Angie's first solo hunt, her engagement, which I'm so jelly of, and a bunch of other fun interactions you get out in the field.
I've definitely had a few of those.
So before we get into all that, I know you, but there's people listening do not know you.
Mm-hmm.
Give us who you are. Like, when did you start hunting? Who got you into hunting? Because everybody's story is different. I didn't start hunting until 10 years ago. So
yeah.
It's different for everybody. So when did you start hunting? What did you hunt with? What's your favorite thing to hunt? Blah, blah, blah. Just give me like a match profile of
of myself.
Of yourself.
Well, I grew up in a small town, Wisconsin, in Goodman, Wisconsin, and I grew up on a hobby farm. Had so many different animals, from wild geese that would just somehow accumulate onto the farm to horses, pigs. But I started hunting as a child and kind of got out of it for a very long time, actually. I didn't do it throughout like my teenage years because I had this like concept in my head that, you know, women don't hunt and that's not, you know, something that women do typically. And then I turned 18 and I wanted to be different. And it's not something that's very popular for women to do. And I saw a bow at a garage sale and I was like, I'm going to try that.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have not looked back since that day. It has been just to the wall archery for me. I absolutely love archery, both in season and out of season.
Yeah.
You cannot get me to stop talking about it, to be honest. And it was just this little bear bow, and it was a youth bow, actually. And ever since then, I still have that bow, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know how I shot it for so long, to be honest. But I went out to my, I call him my archery dealer. He's out in Lake Geneva.
Some people have other dealers. You're an archery dealer. I like it.
And he was like, you know what? I'm going to get you set up with a bow that is actually going to be successful for you. And it was a Hoyt. And I didn't know anything about bows at the time. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And he's like, what do you want? Like, what do you want your bow to say about you? And I'm like, I wanted to say that I am a proud woman hunter. Mm-hmm. And he set it up to the nine. I'm talking pink string, everything.
All pink or is it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
Yep, all pink. And it was just, I don't know, it was love at first sight for me.
That's awesome.
And I feel like a lot of people, like, knew me at, like, meet and greets and everything of, oh, that girl's got that completely decked out pink bow.
And it's a good thing to be known by, though.
You know, and it really sets, like, that visual for these little girls, too, hunting. They see that it's not all just camo all the time. Mm-hmm. And you can have that feminine twist on, you know, hunting and really express yourself. So there's a couple different archery leagues that I shot that, you know, was kid friendly. And it was so nice being able to, you know, talk with the younger girls and the younger generation to just be like, this is something that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's like when I invited you to come out to Still Little Archery at Whale Tails Archery. And I had my, well, it's not all pink like yours, but I have pink strings and a pink quiver and release. That's as all pink as I can go. But there was tons of girls there that never even held a bow, like, at all whatsoever. And then there was a couple kids there, like, their moms brought their kids and everything, and it was great teaching them. Like,
oh, yeah.
I absolutely love it. It's definitely to get the youth out there to keep preserving the wildlife, keep helping us out there, and know what you bring to the table. Know what you're putting in your body. Like, it's a whole different experience.
It is, definitely.
So I know you're into guns.
Yes.
I love the smile on your face when I talk about guns.
I do, because it really, it sits somewhere in my heart that I can't really express to many people. A lot of people, I guess, have that connection with, like, their biological parents, where I have a stepfather who is, like, a father of to me. In my soul, he is a gunsmith, and
That's so awesome. I want to say another word besides awesome. I hope you guys know what I'm talking about.
I grew up around guns throughout, you know, basically my whole entire life, and firearm safety, and I carry that on to my adult life, too. I did some hunter safety education courses.
You'd probably be so good at that.
I did it with the youth, and it really is something that just sits, that I hold really dear to my heart, because that is something that we connect on, that I haven't had that connection, you know, otherwise.
See, I'm different. Shout out to all the stepdads out there, because I have myself a wonderful stepdad, too. And with guns, I only own two guns. That's it. My Mossberg 500 and my Brownie Maxis. That's it.
Oh, that's all that you need.
I'm still looking for a handgun, because when you start talking about guns, like, it goes right over my head. I'm clueless.
I hate to say it, but I am. Like, it's just never something I got into. Mm-hmm. I've never been around it. My family is not into it. I'm the only one that hunts in my family. There's six of us. Same. And I'm the only one.
Same.
But yeah, with guns, like, I never got in. My boyfriend, Bill, got me into hunting. And that's it. That's as far as I got. Like, that's all his knowledge is my knowledge.
Right.
But yeah, with, like, guns, like, how would you, I don't know what I'm trying to ask. Like, guns, what's a good beginner gun for people out there? Okay, let's say, okay, hypothetically, we're in a store, and I'm coming to you because you teach gun safety, and you're beautiful, and you're, you know, an all-around BA. What kind of gun would you try to put in my hands? I'm 34 years old, and I never held, hypothetically, never held a gun. Like, how would you start it? What would you do to me? What would, would you help me?
Well, you know, I come from, like, the background, obviously, of firearms and whatnot, and mm-hmm. I'm a very much so go big or go home kind of person. So I love Heck my Kimber. Yeah. My dad got me my 1911 Kimber as my concealed carry for my graduation present from high school.
Dude, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. And I cannot say enough good things about that firearm. That has been, like, my go-to girl.
That's awesome.
And I've tried everything to try and carry it as a CCW, but it prints a lot. So I'm really big on actually open carrying. I post a lot of, you know, TikToks and social media mm-hmm. about that. And I'm very big on women open carrying.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my thing. If you could go for a 1911 Kimber, I'm going to say go for that all day, every day.
All day, every day?
Yeah.
Okay, what about, like, a shotgun? I want to go waterfowl hunting.
Benelli.
Oh.
100%.
Yeah. Benelli. I'm a Browning girl, 100%.
And Browning is nice. Obviously, it's a very nice, like, starter shotgun. And I just think that, you know, after, you know, we have grown woman money now is what I'm going to say.
This is so true.
I'm going to go spend that money on a Benelli because they're nice firearms.
Yep. My first gun that I shot was a Browning Maxa. So it was pump action. And I just loved the sound of a pump action. That's why I bought it.
I love the smell of any firearm.
Like, just to hear it. I'm like, oh, I feel so awesome right now. I feel so powerful.
It is powering. 100% it is. Mm-hmm.
But you got to go through your hunter safety. You got to go through your courses. You got to be safe about it and figure out everything. Don't just willy-nilly go out and buy a gun. Obviously, you have to get your license to carry and be respectable and responsible.
My husband was actually pulled over yesterday with a firearm. And this is a huge shout-out to our, you know, service and our police, and how they handled it was just, I can't even say thank you enough. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have, you know, went through the yellow light, but he did. And they handled it perfectly. And he called me afterwards and he's like, you'll never guess what happened. And I'm like, what happened?
I can guess a lot
he's
of
like,
things,
I
actually.
Got pulled over. And I'm like, oh, you got pulled over? Like, why do you seem so excited? Yeah. He's like, I had this interaction with this police officer, and it was educational for him. And
that's awesome.
Because he likes to carry his Berna, is what it's called. It's a non-lethal firearm. It's not really a firearm. I don't know how you would say that, but he was very happy with the whole traffic stop and everything. And
nice.
He got off with a warning.
Even better. All right. When we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about that because I want to know how the educational, I want to know about the whole experience because I only had one interaction like that. But give us a call at 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Hello, Troy McReynolds. That's the Jingle Bell Ride.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll. Hit it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe. New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Highs around 5 above this afternoon, under mainly cloudy skies. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 1 below tonight, partly cloudy. High of 9 above tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 3 above.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
I just want to listen to Christmas music all day long. It tames the snow. It makes snow angel. Okay, this is totally a girl show without Joel. Joel, where are you? I'm sorry, Calvin. Calvin, I'm so sorry. But you're listening to Raised in Wisco. We're on 101 FM, 540 AM. You can find us on waukradio.com and scroll down to under Raised in the Shaw. Raised in Wisco. I don't know why it says the way Raised in the Shaw. You can listen to us on Spotify and Apple and Pandora. Every night after the show ends, it gets uploaded right away. And then, of course, if you want to talk to us, call us at 844-967-2789. We love to hear your stories. We hear your anything, questions, comments. I don't want to hear your concerns because I just don't. But we've been talking with Angie, one of my really good friends. We met through a mutual friend, Dina. They met through trap shooting, which I absolutely love trap shooting. It's the greatest thing ever. Because, for one, I don't have to be sent free.
Yes.
That is my huge deal with hunting. I don't mind being sent free, but I love my Pureology. And my Pureology has a great smell to it. And I love my hair. Don't forget, late season goose has started. It goes until the 3rd. You can shoot 5 a day. I just had goose tacos today.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It was absolutely delicious. With a low-carb tortilla, some white rice, avocado, salsa and lettuce.
I have some venison stew waiting for me at home.
Ooh, venison stew.
Yeah, my husband made it.
I mean, that's like the perfect time, perfect weather. Negative 100. It's so cold outside. And go home to some chili that your husband made. Even better. If he does the dishes, trifecta.
Oh, it's perfect.
Yep, so pheasant starts. It started. Oh my gosh. I'm being quizzed by myself right now. I think it started on the 19th. It started on the 19th. I'm trusting myself. It started on the 19th and it goes through the 8th. We got turkey. We have the holiday doe hunt that starts this Saturday until New Year's. So I still have a chance to put meat in the freezer. I've had a crap year. I mentally got in my head and I just stopped. It sucked. Like, it's, you know, us girls.
You do.
We overthink a lot, and it just got so stressful for me. It wasn't peaceful, wasn't relaxing like it normally is. And I just stopped. So I went to North Dakota and got all those birds with Bill. Mm-hmm. So we've been eating birds, which is not bad. I know where it came from. Meat's meat.
I'm a meat eater.
I do appreciate being able to harvest your own meat and not having to go to the store.
But you know what I ate the last of? Rabbit.
Oh.
I need to go rabbit hunting.
We should get something on the books for that.
We definitely should. Yeah. I'm so excited. I can't wait. That doesn't end until like end of February, I think, right?
I had a beagle.
Rabbit and squirrel.
And I have been dying to get another one. My husband wants one too.
Yeah.
And he was a rabbit hunter. And that dog, you could not get him off of a trail. You could not. And those orange hunting dummies that you buy for training.
Mm-hmm.
This dog was so smart that he would pull open drawers to be able to grab it, because I used to put it in the bottom of my drawer in the kitchen.
Yeah.
He would pull open the drawer and just shred it. So I'm like going to, at that time, it was Gander Mountain, you know, every other week to replace it. And I actually had to get a yardstick to put through the handles of my drawers so that the weight wouldn't allow him to pull open the drawer.
That's awesome. Speaking of Gander Mountain, I'm so glad it closed. I hated it.
I wasn't a huge fan.
The employees in the archery section, I'm not one to put bad reviews on the internet. I'm one to go out of my way to post a good review. Like, I just did one. I took myself on a date, and I posted a great review on three different websites for this restaurant. Frickin' Gander Mountain. This dude skipped, or had three guys skip me because he thought I was waiting for my boyfriend. I'm holding things in my hand, waiting for him to help me. And he just kept, I'm like, oh, okay, one chance. Okay, went back second time. Another dude did the same thing. I'm like, oh, okay, this place sucks. So I'm not mad that they're gone.
I know, that's a funny story.
But that was like, that actually made me want to like not go do hunting by myself. Like not want to get into it. I needed somebody there to help me and guide me. I was trying to take the initiative and do it myself, and it didn't work out. See? My brain is scattering. This officer interaction from your husband, what happened?
So my husband, he carries a Byrna. It's a CO2 launcher. It's not technically a firearm. And it has kinetic and pepper balls
in it. Pepper balls?
Yes.
Oh, fun.
So it's a non-lethal option. That, you know, people can carry around, and it's not something that a lot of people know about. And I think that
I have no idea about it.
I mean, if I could carry one on my left side and my firearm on my right side, I would, for, you know, interactions that nobody wants, but there's always that possibility having. So I think that it's definitely a great option for people, to look into, and, yeah, I am looking for the day and maybe
know more about that. So with this, he's obviously has to have a concealed carry, correct?
He also has a firearm.
So when the officer walks up, and I've only been in this experience once with, I picked up friends from the bar, and one of them had a concealed carry and all that kind of stuff. And they didn't want to drive, so I picked them up and they grabbed everything from their vehicle and put it in my vehicle. And then I got pulled over, and the officer came up and we gave him all of our licenses, and he's like, oh, just let you know I have a concealed carry. And he put his hands up and he's like, it's in my right side and it's not loaded, blah blah blah, like that whole spiel. I'm like, oh, so that's how this goes. Like, I had no idea. Like, I have my concealed carry, but I don't have a concealed carry. But we want to know more about what you guys carry. What do you guys carry? Why do you carry this one? What's the best one for girls to carry? Because obviously some of us got booties and some of us don't. But yeah, call us at 262. Call us at 844-967-2789.
Walking a winter wonderland. Just you and me, baby.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Flight delays abound for those trying to make their way home for Christmas. Noel Harris is at San Francisco's airport.
They started off saying it was weather, and then the second delay, they came on the intercom and said, we're actually looking for a pilot, and then when we find the pilot, we have to find a crew.
Power grids are being strained by the extreme cold gripping much of the nation this weekend.
Current temperatures in portions of the Northeast are only in the single digits. I'm seeing a couple of numbers below zero in portions of upstate New York and western Pennsylvania.
Rich Otto is with the National Weather Service. El Paso, Texas. Migrants are huddled on the streets there without food or shelter. This man and his family have been helping them.
For us, Christmas is about giving, you know, and welcoming the stranger and, you know, giving food and drink to those that need it.
The federal government sending millions in aid to the region. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
That sounded a little bit tropical to me.
So delightful.
We could go for a tropical vacation. Calvin, I'm really loving this Christmas music. Thank you. It's only appropriate. Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. Happy you're here. Hope you're driving safe, staying warm, sitting by that fire. I work construction. I'm a heavy equipment operator. Okay, apprentice in the heavy equipment operating world. And I had off today and I have off tomorrow because it's just too cold. And the equipment doesn't really want to run in this. The hydraulics do not warm up for the whole 8-hour shift. You just go at snail's pace all day long. And you're just losing money and beating on that machine, whatever. So they just said, hey, have off today and tomorrow. And then I don't know if I'll work next week at all, which would be nice. I'm not mad at it.
That's kind of why I like constructions, because I can half off in the winters and go ice fishing.
Oh, I love ice fishing. I set my head there. Ice fishing.
You're like, ice fishing where? How?
When are we going?
Well, with this lovely, lovely December weather we have right here, definitely help with the ice.
Mm-hmm.
But I am also very excited for Battle on Bago.
Yes.
Last year, I had a walleye quarter of an inch shy of what it needed to be for me to register it. And then I caught a perch that was too big. I'm like, seriously, it's too big?
It's too big?
Yeah. And then, like, I caught a pike and everything, which was too small. Like, we caught a good amount of fish. But everything that I catch, I can't get it registered because, you know, I'm always not enough. And then, but Bill always gets something and he wins again year after year after year. But he catches a lot more fish than I do. So that probably...
I feel like that's probably right. I find myself fighting the cold when it comes to ice fishing.
Yeah.
My feet get so cold.
Yeah, I have been struggling year after year to find good boots that keep my toes warm.
I, this year, splurged a little bit because I get cold. And I got a heated base layer.
Ooh, like just the pants and shirt or?
Pants and shirt base layer. And heated socks.
I'm a little weird. I don't know how I feel about heated socks.
They're amazing.
Are they?
They are wonderful.
Do they stay warm the whole entire time?
The entire time.
I don't know what it is about heated socks. Heated vest, heated pants, all for it. Heated vest, absolutely. Heated hat, done. I don't know what's with me in heated socks.
You got to try them.
I do got to try them.
They are wonderful. I have Reynolds, and even for hunting... I get just freezing cold, even when other people are like, it's not that cold. And I'm like, my feet are freezing right now.
Well, guys, if you are here right now, I have my boots off and I rolled up my sleeves. I have my hat on, but my jacket's off and everything. I'm like, okay, it's a little toasty. She has on a long sleeve, a heated jacket and another jacket with my jacket over her legs and a heater on her feet. I'm like, oh, I just want to hug you.
It is definitely something that, you know, especially petite hunters should look into that get cold very quickly is a heated base layer.
And oh, yeah, definitely.
Spend that extra money because if you're not able to stay out in your tree stand past that 5 p.m. time, you're missing a prime time for hunting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I definitely recommend that to any woman that hunts that's smaller and gets cold quicker.
Mm-hmm. And merino wool. I am merino wool and alpaca. Do you have any alpaca items? Do you have any alpaca items?
So I'm just going to start this off by saying that afraid of llamas and alpacas.
You are they spit. Not. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
But they're the cutest little things ever.
Until they spit
they're
on you.
They're so adorable.
Until they spit on you.
Well, so do toddlers, but you still love toddlers.
I have a fear of getting spit on by a llama after, like, a traumatic experience that I had at a petting zoo. So, but to go back to the merino wool, my husband this year, he goes, hey, I know what I want for Christmas. He wants these $50 merino wool socks. And I'm like,
100% do it.
I'm like, you want $50 socks?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Grown man socks. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, grown man. Grown up money. You got grown up money. So you can get him grown up socks.
Oh, that's so awesome. It looks like he's getting those socks.
That's great. Farm and Fleet has this merino. These socks cost like $30 maybe. But they have merino wool socks that are nice and they're like a thicker one. Mm-hmm. And I wear just like a thin dress sock underneath it. So when I walk out, I actually have something, you know, slide in and out. Then once I get out there, I put those socks on and just baller. So perfect. But they're only $30. I bought like four pair.
I might have to go there instead.
I will send you and I'll post on Facebook these socks. I will swear by these socks. If I could put them on, I should cut them up and make them into mittens.
Don't ruin your socks. If anything, buy mittens. Just that buy the mittens logical. With your grown woman money.
Oh, dang. this is why I have very few friends. But okay, back to the alpaca, because I love alpaca. Not the actual, I do love actual alpacas too. They're just like inserts for your shoes. Mm-hmm. And they have like a little toe in the front so where you can push them down and it covers it a little bit, but it's more flat on the bottom. And okay. Ever since I put those in the boots that I used to have before I ruined those boots, because I put them by a fire and, you know, fire and boots don't really mix. But I swore by those two with those Fleet Farm socks and the alpaca insoles. Mm-hmm. And then they actually have gloves and headband too.
Like, you know, that seems like a step up from our parents when they used to make us put our feet in bread like bags.
Did that every single day. I remember it because I used to get made fun of it for so much. People used to make fun of me so bad.
It's smart, like, though, in a way. It like keeps your feet waterproof.
It does. It
or
does.
You could just spend your grown woman money on like, some waterproof boots.
I had kid money. I had Monopoly money at that time. Yeah, to all you kids at Lowell Elementary, I still remember.
Oh, boy.
Lowell Elementary. I still remember. Find me on Facebook. We'll talk.
That's the best sledding, though. I don't care what anybody says. In Waukesha, that's the best hill to sled on.
Oh, isn't it, though?
It is.
That's when I did my first toboggan, and I got terrified because I fell out.
Mid-season, it's dangerous, though, because it becomes ice. Mm-hmm. So that's when, you know, naturally all of us adults have to go.
And go do grown-up things at a bar, like drink and laugh at people falling.
And then go sledding down ice. Just slick ice. Down the hill.
I don't even think I introduced myself. Did I introduce myself in the beginning?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Hi, guys. I am Danielle Fairman, the co-host of Raised in Wisco. Joe Clayfish is gone this week. I, unfortunately, do not know where he is. Doing something absolutely amazing. He's been going on serious hunts. I want to be him when I grow up. He gets everything done, and he's just out there dominating the fields. Like, so happy for him. Glad that he's my friend. Glad we're on this show. All that kind of things. I just did a shout out to Joel, the host of the show. Hello, Joel. I know we wanted to talk about trap shooting. Trap shooting. That's how you and our friend Dina met, right? Mm-hmm. Is that how you guys met? Or I don't really know how you guys met, but I feel like that's how
mixture.
You guys did.
Yeah.
Where did you trap shoot?
Muskego. Yep.
Is that Big Horn?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's ooh, and they have a fun little bar there with the horse track on the ceiling. I don't know what it is, but I just remember that. And the dog. They let dogs in the bar.
They do. Yeah.
And we have Bandit here in the studio. He's sleeping right next to me. Yep, he's a spoiled puppy dog.
They're also on my favorite lake to bass fish.
Ooh.
On
Little
Big
Miss Topwater, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I love my topwater baits. You can't get me off of them.
I tried frog this year. Mm-hmm. Frog on the top, and nope, did not succeed.
It's got to be a mouse on that lake.
A mouse?
Yeah. Huh. I'm All telling right. you, I don't I know what you. It is. I actually, my
so,
friend
oh,
and
hold
I.
Hold on. Let's take it back a little bit. I know what you're talking about. Tell everybody what you're talking about when you say a mouse. Not an actual lie. Don't go in the woods and find a mouse. Please don't.
I mean, if you want to.
I mean, you can, but I.
I wouldn't suggest
I prefer
it,
not
though.
To.
I would prefer not to do that either. So
tell everybody what you mean by a mouse.
There's these plastic mousies that you can use that are top water. And I say plastic because they're not live. You're not going to go out to the forest to get them. The only place that I have been able to find them as of recent, though, the last couple of years, has been on Amazon.
Mm. Oh, I love Amazon.
And I'm one of those people where I'm like, it's $9. Am I going to buy that?
$50 sucks.
And then I buy it, right? Last year I bought
money.
A boat. And then I was like, oh, I bought a boat, so I have to buy more of these topwaters.
Duh.
And I know that my husband is listening in. If you see a $100 thing go through our bank account this summer, it's probably because I bought more. That in the cattails. I don't know what it is, but those bass, they just line up on those cattails, mm-hmm. and it's just, you can't stop. It's, you you literally cast and they're smacking it immediately.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. I'm not going to say where it is on Big Muskego.
You catch the fish in the water.
I was on the water when I caught it. I'm going to give you the details of what I used.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's it.
Do you know who got me into bass fishing? And we're in 2022, so I can say it was through Instagram. Okay. Hunstagram, as people started calling it now. Maggie Jo. Have you followed her or seen her on?
I haven't.
This female. She is baller when it comes to bass fishing. She does her own tournaments. She has one of those old town kayaks with like the actual, where it's a remote setup on a kayak.
Mm-hmm.
She catches freaking bucket mouse. Like, these things are absolutely huge. She has won tournaments. She does everything. I think she's younger than me. I'm not actually sure, but she's gorgeous, stunning. And her life is literally just bass fishing. Like, that's it. That's all she does. Well, occasional hunting, but like, Instagram is all about bass fishing. So if you want to go on and learn about bass fishing, go to her page and just learn. That's how I learned about top water baits. That's how I learned about the frog. That's how I mm-hmm. learned about anything when it comes to bass fishing, what line to use, what reels to use, like everything she did. I'm like, okay, done. With my grown-up money, I spent all that stuff and got all these things done. And like, you know, you're dedicated bass fisherman when for your Halloween costume, you're Bill Dance. She was Bill Dance for Halloween. Like, come on. I wish I could be her when I grow up too. Gosh, I have only things I want to do. 34 years old. Okay, but you're hunting at Boxhorn. Is it just like trap shooting at Boxhorn? Now, explain to people what Boxhorn is. Like, is it just trap shooting where you just go in front and say pull and it does it? Or is it, whatchamacallit?
So I haven't done it in...
Oh, what's it called? Help. What is it called? Where you go on stand. What is it called?
Trap shooting.
No, but there's a name for it. Okay, call us. 844-967-2789. Hopefully you can get before I get Google.
Is it sporting clays, Danielle?
Well, trap shooting, not. Sporting clays. Oh my God, I love that you cued in though, Calvin.
Sporting clays is a little bit different.
That's trap shooting.
Yeah.
That's another word for trap shooting. Tomato, tomato.
There's the stand.
But what shooting are the stands and then called? Are you Googling it, Calvin? No. Oh my gosh. I'm sounding like an idiot on a hunting and fishing show right now.
Sporting clays is a little bit different. Like at McMiller's, they have a wonderful sporting clays set mm-hmm. up there. And that's where my father and I go every Father's Day, every year religiously. What we do. And they have a wonderful setup there. I'm not going to say yes or no to this, but my father's the gunsmith. He's not a marksman, so I typically outshoot him. And I know that he's listening in on this.
Ooh, those are fine
proofs. I have proof. I will show
you
it.
You do realize Christmas is coming up. He's going to take away. Santa's going to take all your presents away.
I take all of that back because he gives the guests the best gifts ever, such as my 300 blackout.
Can I come over for family Christmas and be your daughter, please? So since we're going to break, I'm going to Google this. And if you're right, Calvin, I'm going to admit you're right. I'm a female. I can admit when I'm wrong. Sometimes. But you're listening to Raised in Wisco. Call us at 844-967-2789.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Dana Perry. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A wind chill advisory continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly cloudy this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 5 above. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows level off around 1 below tonight, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 9 above. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 3 above.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas. I will not sing for you, but it is with my great remorse. Calvin, you were right. The non-hunter, the non-fisherman corrected me. I feel like a dum-dum.
Way back.
You're a genius.
When I was like 10 or 12 years old, I shot a little bit of trap at Waukesha Gun Club.
Did
so
you
I have
what?
A little bit of
But
experience.
You still did it, Calvin.
Yes, I do.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud. So that means you're going to come out with us one time, right?
I will come shoot whenever.
We'll make it a Raisin Wisco outing. We'll see if WAUK can sponsor us. Oh, we need to do a league.
I'll be there.
I just woke up Bandit because I got there really excited, like a duck was coming in. Oh, look, a duck. Sorry, Bandit. But yeah, so it's five stand, sporting, skeet, clay shooting, whatever. I don't know what I'm thinking about because there's something in my head. Like, you know how you have something on the tip of your tongue?
Mm-hmm.
That's on the tip of my tongue. I know there's something else.
For everybody listening, I'm going to be receiving a text message at 2 o'clock in the morning from Danielle saying, I got it.
Yep, totally. It's going to, maybe it's called I Win. I don't know. Maybe because I win. Who knows? But Huntstagram, where I met Maggie Jo and Brittany Jill and everything. I'm scrolling through my Instagram, having a great time, loving everybody's pictures. I honestly learned so much. Like, I don't go to Google. I go to Instagram and TikTok to find out anything that I need. Like, literally anything. Mm-hmm. It's sad. But I'm scrolling through Instagram a few years ago, and also I come across this perfect little engagement. Some dudes in camouflage. These two people are in camouflage out on the field. I'm like, seriously? Is he down on one knee? Like, is this really happening? Like, why can this not be my life? And I'm scrolling. I'm reading. I'm like, wait a minute. I know that face. It's Angie! So,
yeah.
Please tell me about this moment so I can relive it again and be extremely jealous.
Oh my gosh, I had no idea either.
That's kind of how it's supposed to be, though.
This guy had it set up to the nines. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. He had his friend in on it so that it was videotaped the whole entire time.
Oh, good man.
Yeah.
And he makes chili? Damn.
Yeah, he cooks, he cleans, he's retired. He's mine. I could not have imagined it happening in my life a more perfect way. Mm-hmm. Especially coming from two people that absolutely love hunting, to include that into such a precious moment in our lives together.
Yeah.
It's
such a good, I love the picture of you guys together afterwards. It's like the perfect picture.
I held back tears until after that picture.
What?
For Huntstagram, as everybody calls it. I woke up that morning and It was like later in the day, kind of, I felt like, or in the morning. And I was like, that's weird that we're going out a little bit later. But we also had my stepson with us, and he wanted to go out hunting too. So aww. It just seemed like just everything was in order. Yeah. Like, I had no idea. And his friend Buddy was like, oh, I set up a blind for you guys to sit in this morning with Carter. And
a little family hunt.
Yep. Hmm. And I'm just like, okay, perfect. Yeah. He's like, it's not too far. It's just across the field. And I'm like, perfect. And we're walking out there, and I don't know. I kind of like sensed something, but I don't know if it was like, if our friend Justin was excited that he was like showing us this like new blind that he had set up, and he's going to take his family out there too. Aww. And he's like, we get to the blind. I'm like, oh, this is really nice. We're all being quiet. And Buddy's like, oh, I hear something, because I call him Buddy. And I was like, what? Oh, my gosh. So, like, everybody's quiet. And he's like, I think I just saw movement over there. And I'm, like, looking. And I'm like, I didn't see anything. And I, like, want to turn to them. And my husband is down on one knee. And, like, instantly it was like, oh, my gosh. I'm in full camo. My hair is not brushed.
Yep.
But it could not have been more perfect. Honestly, looking back, aww. Like, I know some women have that, like, idea in their head of, like, roses and candles to get engaged. But for me, for a woman hunter, that was absolutely perfect.
That sounds perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
Aw.
So.
Good job. That's awesome.
Good job, Justin.
Yeah. Good job. And the picture you guys took afterwards, I said it before, it's such a great picture. I don't picture rose petals and fancy and candles and
right.
Like I don't you know what I always pictured it? I had these two ideas in my head. That's it. Just two ideas. Is when we go shed hunting, if I'm doing grave, like something on there, will you marry me on an antler?
Oh my god, I'd cry.
Yeah, I'd be like, like I would buy a ring from Walmart and put it on one of the tines and stuff. Like, that would be so perfect. Or we go out and check trail cameras together all the time and, like, hold up a little sign. Like, go up another day and hold up a sign asking that for when we go look at trail cameras.
That would be perfect. Dude, because the camera would take
would
the picture.
Make a great husband. I need to tell people how to do this.
Like, right?
Guys, come to me. I'm going to start another business. I'll tell you how to. No, I won't.
That how to propose bad. To yeah. your
here,
significant
here
other.
A list of 100 ideas. This is what you could choose from. I haven't had the pleasure of anything like that yet. But moving on.
Okay.
You were talking about your stepson.
Yes.
How old is he?
He's four. He is super excited because he got his first bow this year.
Aw.
And
are you going to give him your bow? Your first bow?
I haven't thought about that yet.
No.
In full, like, I want him to be able to have something of his own, too. But that kid.
That's how tradition starts,
he
though.
Is slinging bullseyes immediately. And I'm like, okay, first of all, I didn't get this lucky. Okay. He's still figuring out if he's left-handed or right-handed. And so he's shooting, like, right-handed and left-handed. I'm left-handed. So,
are you? I didn't.
I am.
How do I not know this?
I don't know.
I guess I don't really pay. I want to pay attention all the time. What hand does she pet llamas with?
None. I dodge spit with my left hand.
Bob and weave.
He was still like trying to figure out if he's left-handed, right-handed, and that kid picked up the bow, lefty, and immediately started zinging bullseyes, and I'm like, How is this even possible? It's just becoming like a natural thing. I think it's because he sees, you know, his parents doing that and enjoying the outdoors so much and seeing his father do it and his stepmother. I think he's just honestly becoming natural, and he loves hunting. That kid will talk about hunting. He will talk your ear off.
And he's just four.
Oh, yeah. Just all about deer hunting. When are we going to go hunting? Aww. It'll be midsummer, and that kid will be like, are we going to shoot deer?
Yeah. Sorry. I was petting Bandit. Calvin, look at your phone. I'm trying to text our producer to ask him a question.
Yes, we're coming up on the end.
Okay, this is the end. I'm like, wait, is this the end? I look at the alarm clock, the clock on there. I'm like, wait a minute. I hate the ends, and I have so much more to talk about. So, Angie, you have to come back next week.
Okay.
I'm declaring it. I'm not.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.